The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, hello. My name is Ashley. So happy to have you. And also, if you're listening to this when the episode drops, happy November. I'm recording this on November 1st. And I could not be more ready for like the holiday season now. Now that's November 1st. I am so into like decorating for Christmas. I have gone full Christmas mode after I record this. I'm decorating the entire house. I don't care. I feel like I decorated so early for Halloween, like back in September, that like I have been over Halloween for like quite some time. So I'm just so excited that it's finally November and I can start putting my Christmas decor up. I know some people are like, it's too early. Like, don't, like, why are we decorating? Like, there's Thanksgiving. What am I gonna do? Like, decorate my house with turkeys and pilgrims? Like, that's just not happening. And I feel like Christmas decor is just so cozy and it makes your house so homey. It's like, why wouldn't I want that for more than a month? I'm gonna want that for as long as I can possibly have it. And I'm not someone that likes to keep it up in January. Like, once Christmas is over, it's over, and I just like want to start new. So I'm just really excited. Let me know if there's any like Christmas holiday content that you want from like the podcast, like episodes that you'd want me to do, even on like social media. Also, with it being November, Election Day is in a couple days. When you listen to this, it's actually going to be the day after this is uploaded. And a video that I made the other day is actually what sparked my interest to talk about this topic in today's episode. So if you don't follow me on TikTok or if you didn't see this video, I posted a video in response kind of to a video I saw on my For You page of this woman basically saying that if you're voting for Kamala, you lack intuition and that she's a bad person and she could just sense that she's a bad person. And, you know, all jokes aside, like, no one should idolize a politician, even if you like a politician's policies and you want them to, you know, be the president, you should be able to criticize them. So in no way am I idolizing Kamala or saying that she's like the perfect person. But in my video, I was basically saying that, like, you don't need to be intuitive to see that Donald Trump is a bad person. And I am not going to go into that in this episode. You know, this episode isn't about politics whatsoever. But when I made that video, I did get kind of a little bit of pushback. Not much. A few people had commented being like, I'm unfollowing you. Like, I used to like you and I used to like your podcast, but I'm unfollowing you because of this. And naturally, my first reaction to that is like, okay, bye. Like, if you don't want to support me because I am speaking out about what I support and what I don't support, then that's fine. Like, clearly we're not aligning and whatever. But then there was also part of me that was kind of upset seeing those comments, because it's like people that I thought supported me and love my podcast are unfollowing me. And it's never a nice feeling to know that I could be hurting someone or, you know, upsetting someone who supports me. But I had to really sit with those thoughts for a second, and I realized that yes, making that video and sharing my opinion is going to upset people, and there's going to be people who don't support me and are going to unfollow me, which sucks. And I could avoid that by not posting and not talking about how I feel. But in doing that, I am contributing to a problem that I want to resolve. Like, by me not speaking out, I'm going against how I feel, and I'm not supporting groups of people that are important to me. I can keep the peace and try to please everyone by not saying anything and just being complicit and like not voicing my opinion just to please everyone. And people who don't have similar values as me or don't align with me are happy because they don't know how I feel. And then the people who do have similar values as me and are aligned with me are happy, I suppose, because they don't know how I feel. But I feel uncomfortable because I'm not speaking out. So in the process of trying to make others feel more comfortable and like me, I am doing myself a disservice and making myself uncomfortable and doing things that I don't want to do, which is be silent. Like, I don't want to be silent about things that matter to me. And I found myself in this position quite a few times in my life where I felt like I had to stay silent and kind of bite my tongue and not say how I feel or do what I thought was right to protect other people and to protect the peace. Like, we always hear that saying of staying silent keeps the peace, but whose peace is it keeping? And I just kind of want to talk about that today because the video that I made and the comments that I got really did upset me and had me thinking. And like I said, I'm not going to talk about more politics in this episode. That was really it. That's just like what made me think of today's episode. But yeah, I just want this episode to be a reminder of like, you don't need to minimize yourself or your thoughts to make others feel more comfortable. You don't need to stay silent to protect the peace. So with that being said, let's get into it. Growing up, I was always told that I'm too loud, I'm too opinionated, I'm a drama queen. And from hearing that so much from so many people, I internalized a lot of it and started to believe it myself and believe that I am the problem and I am the reason why I have friendship fallouts and why people don't like me. And I'm just hard to digest and I'm rough around the edges. And because of that, I kind of became overly aware of how I speak to people and how I act around people. And like, obviously it's a good thing to be aware of how you treat people, but like I started letting people just walk all over me because I started to associate speaking up for myself with being hard to be around. Like I started to believe that speaking your mind and sticking up for yourself and having your own opinion and looking after yourself was a bad thing. And I believed that someone who is selfless and only looks out for other people and looks out for their feelings and goes with the flow and is a good friend and is always there no matter what for their friends, that's a good person. So people would say things and do things that made me uncomfortable or I was really offended by, but I was afraid of speaking up because I didn't want that person to think that I was just like this argumentative, terrible person and I can't take a joke. And I was just afraid of losing another person or contributing to that idea that I'm all of these terrible things that like I don't want to be. I don't want people to look at me and think like, oh, you're a drama queen or you're a bad friend or you're a bad person, especially when I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to make others feel included and I'm trying to make others feel good and I'm trying to be a good friend and be a good person. But like I also have my own feelings. Like I can't just stand by and let people walk all over me. But as I've gotten older, I've come to understand that you need a balance and you can't be super selfless without consequence and you can't be super selfish without consequence. There's been moments where I have messed up and I have said hurtful things and I wasn't a good person and I'll take full accountability for that. I don't want to sit here and be like, I'm an angel and I've never done anything wrong. Like that's not the case. But there's also a lot of moments where people have pointed the finger at me and said like, you're a bad person or you're so dramatic or you're the problem. And I never want to invalidate anyone's feelings, but like I look back at those moments and there's so many times where it's like, was I a bad person or was I just speaking up for myself and standing my ground and telling you like, this is how I feel. This is what I want to do. Was I being a bad friend or did I just have a difference in opinion or did I hold you accountable? Me telling my side of the story isn't me attacking your character. Me having a different opinion or going against what the majority thinks isn't me trying to start problems. Me setting a boundary isn't me trying to end our friendship. And me holding you accountable when you say something unnecessarily mean isn't me being difficult or being a bitch. I know that for many of you, you care a lot about how others feel and you want to make them feel good. You want to make them feel safe. You want to make them feel comfortable. You don't want to be the cause of their suffering. But there's a but. But unfortunately, a lot of people do not give a fuck about you. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth. You don't want to speak up for yourself and say how you really feel when someone hurts your feelings or someone says something that's offensive or that you don't agree with because you're afraid of making them feel uncomfortable. So instead of speaking your truth and standing firm in what you believe in, you make yourself small and you don't speak up so that way they feel better about themselves because you want them to feel good. You don't want to be the reason they feel like shit. So you stay silent and take that burden and make yourself feel like shit. I used to be someone who would just go along with what everyone was saying and what everyone was doing because I wanted to validate how they felt, or more importantly, I wanted them to like me. I wanted to be accepted, especially when I was in high school and in my early 20s. I wanted so badly to be that person's friend, or I wanted to be that girl that everyone was obsessed with, especially guys. So I very rarely said how I actually felt, and I was a puppet, essentially. Like, I just did what everyone else was doing and I was wishy-washy and I was trying to be a good person that people liked And I actually became the opposite. And that's the thing, like, we try so hard to do right by other people and do what they're doing and agree with whatever they're saying because we don't want to be a bad person. But we end up being exactly what we're trying to avoid because we're just discarding all of our beliefs and our moral compass. Like I said, I'm not innocent by any means. There were times when I was younger that I was just a menace and I was terrible and I was insecure and I just wasn't a great person. But even as I developed and I realized, like, oh, I'm being a bitch and I don't like who I am, I still found myself not being a great person because I wanted to be friends with certain people. So I would end up talking badly about other people with this person or with these people because I wanted to be friends with them. I knew it wasn't the right thing. I knew that it didn't make me feel good, but I wanted them to like me and I didn't want to be like exiled from the group because I had a difference in opinion. I knew exactly how I felt, but there were so many times where I didn't speak up because I wanted to fit in and I wanted to have friends and I didn't want to have conflict and come across as if I was a bitch. And it's like, I was afraid of looking like a bitch for standing up to people who were making others feel badly about themselves. Like, they were being exactly what I was trying to avoid looking like. And I see so many people do this, and not even in friendships. People are afraid of being outspoken when the majority of people are thinking and doing the opposite of how they feel. Something that I've noticed, especially this past year, is there's people online that have built platforms on social media solely off of talking poorly about people and bullying people and exposing people, especially exposing people that they used to have intimate relationships with. And the videos that they make about these people are really freaking mean. Like, they're mean videos. And the majority of people that watch them are watching them as a form of entertainment. And they're not really thinking about like how these videos are going to affect other people. And they're like, you're so iconic for this. Like, yes. And they're praising this kind of behavior. And I just want to say, there's a huge difference in speaking your truth and taking your power back and just being mean and bullying people. Like, there's a huge difference and taste in how you do it. And I know there's people that feel the same way that I feel about this and people who think it's unnecessary and it's giving mean girl. But when a huge amount of people are praising this kind of behavior online, other people see that and they're like, oh, well, people think this person's iconic, so I'm going to engage with it and cheer them on. And I'm also going to make a video talking badly about someone I used to be friends with. And I'm also going to bully this person because everyone else is making it seem like it's okay. And then when someone comments disagreeing or they make a video disagreeing with the majority thinks, people are on their ass telling them that they're a bad person and they're in the wrong and they're on the wrong side. And they get backlash for doing what I would say is morally correct. So that's why I think a lot of people go along with things and they bite their tongue and they don't say how they actually feel, because when they do say how they feel, they get backlash for it. And they want people to like them, even if those people don't like them for who they actually are and what they actually feel. The reason that I bring this up is because that is people pleasing. And people pleasing isn't necessarily bad. Like, you don't have bad intentions, but it is bad in the sense of like, you're not being true to yourself and you're doing yourself a disservice by trying to please other people while going against how you actually feel. And you end up hurting yourself trying to make others happy. Today's episode. The reason why people please isn't always because they just want to please other people. It's because they have a fear of abandonment. They don't want people to stop talking to them. They don't want to lose their friends. They don't want people to stop following them on social media. They don't want their relationship to end. So they just conform to what everyone else is saying and doing, and they bite their tongue even when it's eating them alive. So many of us bite our tongue when someone does us wrong and we don't say anything because people tell us that we should be the bigger person and not stoop to their level. Like, let's say that someone disrespects you and you're really hurt. So you go and talk to a friend to vent about what happened. A lot of the time, that friend will be like, just be the bigger person. Like, ignore them. Don't say anything. It's just going to make the situation worse. And there's times where I do believe that it's good to be the bigger person, you know, in situations where you feel as though your input isn't needed and you feel like speaking up isn't going to make you feel better, or you feel like you don't need to explain yourself, or you don't need to feed into it. I think some people don't deserve your time or energy if you don't feel as though you want to give it to them. But I think if something is really bothering you and it's important that you say something, you should say something regardless of the outcome, regardless if it's going to make someone upset or angry, or if it's going to make the situation uncomfortable. We stay silent to protect the peace, but it's like, whose peace is it keeping? It's sure as hell not yours. You're biting your tongue and you're not saying what actually happened or how it affected you because you're afraid that if you do, you're going to negatively affect someone else and it's going to ruin their day and they're going to be upset or they're going to be angry or it's going to start drama. You're carrying all this pain and suffering and you're losing sleep over it. And instead of speaking about it and taking back your power and releasing it, you're going to hold on to it and protect the other person. Staying silent may keep things peaceful on the outside. It might be peaceful for everyone else, but you're at war within yourself because you're harboring all these emotions and thoughts for other people. And it's like, for what? Why are you carrying such a heavy burden for someone who wouldn't carry that for you? If roles were reversed and you did what that person did to you, would they be worried about how you feel? Would they be holding back how they feel for you? Would they be worried about making you feel comfortable and making sure that no one thinks badly about you? Probably not. They'd probably be out there blasting your business to everyone. And that's when you need to ask yourself, am I holding back how I really feel? And am I not taking my emotions and well-being into consideration for this person? Am I suppressing how I feel and ignoring my needs and allowing my boundaries to be crossed for someone who doesn't care about them? Am I adjusting my boundaries and my beliefs to accommodate someone who doesn't care? Because clearly they know about them, but they don't care. They don't care that they're hurting your feelings because they're doing it. And they're doing it without batting an eye. And they're letting you hold on to that pain while they're just frolicking through life like la 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 with no remorse. As your friend, imagine I'm holding your hand while I'm saying this. You need to stop trying to protect other people and start protecting yourself. Start looking after yourself. And looking after yourself might mean making things uncomfortable and letting go of people who aren't good for you. I saw a quote on Pinterest that I really like, and I feel like it makes sense for what we're talking about. And it goes, I would rather adjust my life to someone's absence instead of adjusting my boundaries to accommodate their disrespect. If someone is openly disrespecting you and is crossing a boundary of yours and you feel uncomfortable or you feel hurt and you think the appropriate thing that would make you feel better is to speak on it, do it. Don't bite your tongue to just smooth over the situation and avoid confrontation. Yes, in that moment, it's going to avoid conflict, but you're going to be at conflict with yourself. There's nothing smooth about allowing someone to walk all over you. Like, you think that you're the bigger person because you walked away, but it's like, yeah, you walked away from that person and from that conversation, but you didn't walk away from the problem. You still have to walk away with the pain that you're feeling, the aggravation that you're feeling, the disrespect that you're feeling. And for what? Just to be able to say like, oh, I walked away and I was the bigger person and I didn't blow up in their face and make a big deal out of it. If someone is disrespecting you and hurting you, that is a big deal. Your feelings should not be minimized for someone else and to make them feel more comfortable. It is okay for you to stand up for yourself and say, hey, that wasn't okay. You can't talk to me like that. Like, it is a big deal when someone hurts you. You shouldn't minimize your hurt just to make it seem like you could handle someone hurting you. You don't deserve that hurt. You don't deserve for someone to treat you like that. We think that we need to hold on to these relationships and friendships with people because we have mutual friends or everyone likes them or we've been friends with them for so long or they're a family member or you've never broken up with someone so you don't know how to go about it. But you don't need to stick around in a situation that's not making you feel good, that's not making you feel safe, that's not making you feel valued or respected. It might be uncomfortable for you to walk away or to say how you really feel, but your peace is more important. Your peace is more important than their presence in your life. When I was having troubles in relationships and friendships, and I had to confront them because they hurt my feelings or they did something that was really disrespectful, I would either not say anything at all, or I would half-ass it and I wouldn't stand firm in how I actually felt, and I would bring it up and then I would get pushback and I would kind of shrivel up and be like, oh, never mind, it's okay, which is not fire sign of me at all, but I was just afraid of losing them. I didn't want to lose another friend. I didn't want to end a relationship. I didn't know what my life would look like if I wasn't dating that guy, or I didn't know who I would talk to if I lost that friend. And it felt like it would be the end of the world if we would go our separate ways. But after everything went down, after my ex and I broke up, after that friend group and I stopped talking, after that one horrendous friendship breakup where I was harassed online, I realized the pain that I endured was worth it because I now have peace. I'm now able to live a life where I have friends and I have a boyfriend who really love me and really respect me. And I now know how to stick up for myself and how to say no. And I know what's okay and what's not okay for me. And I know what I will and I won't tolerate. And it's like, the peace that I have now is so worth everything that I lost. And you know what? I didn't lose those things or those people. They lost me. Because you're never going to lose someone or something that's meant for you by being yourself or speaking your truth. If it's meant for you, you won't have to change yourself or your values or hold back your opinions or hold yourself back from what you actually want to do for those people or for those things. The people and things that are meant for you are going to fit you and they're going to be made for you as the person that you are. The people that really love you and really care about you aren't going to leave you because you have a different opinion or you speak up about something that really hurt you or you ask them to have a conversation about something that happened between the two of you. They're going to want to talk it out with you. They're going to want to make it work with you. The people that want to be in your life and are meant to be in your life are going to put effort to be in your life just the way that you do for them. And you shouldn't have to mold yourself into something that they find worthy or they find interesting. People who want what's best for you aren't going to abandon you or talk badly about you when you're being vulnerable. They're not going to question you or not believe you when you speak up about something that was traumatic for you or you open up about something that you've been keeping for a while to save other people. If you're afraid to speak your truth and be who you are because you're afraid that people might abandon you or it's going to cause an uproar, those aren't people who deserve the privilege of even being in your life. Those aren't people that you should be sacrificing anything for. You know, it's one thing to be anxious because you know that when you speak your truth, things are going to change and it's going to be uncomfortable, but you shouldn't be afraid of the reaction you get from other people or the lack of understanding from other people or the abandonment of other people. The things that are solid in your life are going to continue to be solid. And if they aren't, then they aren't. And they were never meant to be permanent. You can't continue sacrificing your own well-being for the good of other people, especially when those people haven't been good to you and they wouldn't be good to you if roles were reversed. The last thing that I'm going to say before we end this episode is the peace is not worth keeping if it's causing chaos within you. Because if it's causing chaos within you, it is no longer peaceful and it's not worth you staying silent. I hope that today's episode lit a fire under your ass and you're like, you know what, Ashley? You're right. It's not peaceful and it's time to let the crazy out because it's been inside of me for too long. And you know what? I support that. I support women's rights and wrongs. And I just hope that this episode helped you in some way. If it did, make sure to let me know. I love hearing your feedback. If you're not already, make sure to follow me on social media. My TikTok, my Instagram, and my YouTube are in the show notes. I'm not currently uploading the entire video footage of the episodes. That's something that I might be doing in the future if that's something that you'd like. But I do upload clips onto TikTok if that's something that you'd be interested in. That's on my podcast TikTok account and also my podcast Instagram account. On my personal social media, I like to post like Big Sis advice. Sometimes I'll take audio from the podcast and like do my makeup to it. Right now I'm working really hard to craft my social media into a safe place, just the same as my podcast. I want you to be able to go there and find advice and find self-improvement tips and things like that. So it's currently a work in progress, but we'll get there. So if you're interested in checking it out, it's in the show notes. That is everything for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, besties. I love you so much. And as always, I'll talk to you next Monday. So I'll see you then. Love you.